I have just been enrolled in your program, and I got the 3 credit cards, and I already had the installment loan.
Mm-hmm.
I had an attorney that handled a I got served from one of my debt collectors, and he handled it,
okay.
And it got dismissed. And then he, part of the program for hiring him, put me in your program. My
okay,
question
great.
Is, because the one that sued me was Portfolio Recovery, I have
uh-huh.
a Portfolio Recovery and a Midland
okay.
that is been put on my credit over 2 years ago, and the debt is over 4 years ago. So I know they can't sue me over those. But in doing the verification and the validation letters, have you had those work with Portfolio and Midland? And what's been your best way to handle them?
So let's back into this a little bit. But that's not an active collection, right? I mean, they were included in your bankruptcy, right?
No. I didn't file bankruptcy.
Oh, you didn't file
bankruptcy. I fought them suing me, and so I had hired an attorney to go after them.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so you didn't file bankruptcy. So I can't speak directly to – I mean, it's been years since I actually sent personally a validation letter and, a validation letter. I mean, it's been many, many years, right? So I couldn't tell you, what Midland's or policy is right now on that. But I would absolutely say send it so you understand what's in your file, right?
Okay.
Because that's your only way you're going to negotiate.
Okay. Absolutely. So would that help me
yeah.
with the your installment program help me with that? So that I, or whoever the Jody is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you mean, so when we review credit reports for errors, we're sending out letters on errors, right? The collection's a little different, right? So what you're doing is you're looking at your credit and you have these 2 collections and you're just trying to figure out, hey, how can I negotiate these down, right? And if I can negotiate them down, 1 and 2, how do I get them off my credit report? Maybe they were writing letters to the wrong person, right? Maybe they
mm-hmm.
they didn't communicate effectively. You don't need to pay for that. That's not what you should pay for, and it's not something that Jody or we would do, right? Because we're
okay.
focused on errors. So keep in mind, when I bring up errors and all this stuff and through our credit program, the reason why we focus on errors is because I know without a question that I can get errors off your credit report. If not the first time, I can do it completely with 100% certainty the second time because we're going to sue them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we don't do it with collections and things like that is because, you know, I don't want there to be this unfulfilled expectation from your part. You know, okay, we write a validation letter, but what if we don't get the information we want, right? That's why I don't do that. We don't do that internally as a company. But what I would do from your perspective is send the validation letter, see what they have, and then let's get on the phone again in the future and let's talk through what you get from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that answers that question. Yeah, because it's over 2 years that they've put it on there, but the debt's over 4.
Uh-huh.
So I know they can't sue me.